Chapter 2. Seal Cottage. Jenny ran to her grandfather and kissed him. "Hello, Jenny," he said. "Did you have a good journey, dear?"
"Yes, thanks, grandfather," Jenny answered. "How are you?"
"I'm okay," he said. "It's good to see you."
They got into her grandfather's old car. Mr. MacDonald drove very slowly up a hill, away from the sea, and then they followed a narrow road along the coast. The sky became darker and darker.
"There's Seal Cottage," Mr. MacDonald said suddenly.
Jenny looked through the car window.
"Where?" she asked. "I can't see anything. It's too dark."
"There's going to be a big storm tonight," Mr. MacDonald said. "We get a lot of storms at this time of the year. The weather's usually better in September."
He stopped in front of a small white house on the edge of the cliff. Jenny got out of the car and looked around her. There weren't any other houses, just the black clouds and the wind. At the side of the house was a narrow path with a sign, "To Seal Beach."
"Do you want to see the beach now, before it starts to rain?" Mr. MacDonald asked.
"Okay, grandfather," Jenny said.
To her surprise, Mr. MacDonald didn't walk down the path. He took Jenny to the garden at the back of Seal Cottage and opened a gate.
"I've got my own steps to the beach," he explained proudly.
They climbed down the steps slowly in the strong wind. Jenny looked at the sea. In the distance, she saw a big black rock high above the water. Enormous waves hit the side of the rock, and black clouds hid its top.
"That's Shark Rock over there," Mr. MacDonald said. "It's the most dangerous rock near Kirk Island. All the boats have to be very careful. I almost hit it last year when I was out in my boat with your grandmother."
"You like sailing?" Jenny said. "I didn't know that."
"Yes, but I never told your parents," Mr. MacDonald replied. "They worried about us when we came back to Scotland. Your grandmother and I spent many days sailing around these islands when the weather was good."
"Can we go sailing after the storm?" Jenny asked.
Mr. MacDonald shook his head.
"I don't sail much since your grandmother died," he said sadly. "Perhaps one day..."
"Have you still got your boat?" Jenny asked.
Mr. MacDonald pointed to the cliffs at the end of the beach.
"I keep it in that little boathouse over there," he said. "Come on, you can meet Alex. He's helping me paint my boat."
As they walked across the beach, a boy looked out of the window, then came outside. He had brown curly hair, green eyes, and a very friendly smile.
"Jenny, this is Alex. Alex, meet my granddaughter Jenny," Mr. MacDonald said.
"Hi," Alex said. "Nice to meet you. Your grandfather's always talking about you."
"Hello," Jenny said.
"He's about my age," Jenny thought. "Perhaps I can go sailing with him."
Suddenly, Jenny heard a noise like a dog barking. It came from some rocks just behind the boathouse.
"There's a dog out there on the rocks," she cried. "It's dangerous. We must rescue him."
Alex started to laugh.
"It's only the seals," he said. "Why do you think this is called Seal Beach? They always come here when it's stormy. They usually stay on Shark Rock, but the sea's too rough for them today."
As Alex spoke, the wind blew very hard and heavy rain started to fall.
"You must go home before the storm, Alex," Mr. MacDonald said.
"Where do you live?" Jenny asked him.
"In Kilkirk," Alex answered. "It's about 15 kilometres from here. My parents bought me a motorbike for my 16th birthday, so I can get here every day in the holidays. I like to come and help your grandfather paint his boat."
He smiled at Jenny.
"I'll see you tomorrow, Jenny," he said. "Bye, Mr. MacDonald."
Mr. MacDonald took Jenny to the house. She went to her bedroom. It was small and cold, but it had a good view of the sea.
Alex is a nice boy, Mr. MacDonald said.
Yes, Jenny said, smiling.
He's usually shy with strangers, Mr. MacDonald continued. But he likes you.
Later, Jenny helped her grandfather to cook some fish. It was delicious.
It's different to the fish at home, she said.
It was in the sea this morning, Mr. MacDonald laughed. Fresh fish always tastes better.
Jenny was very tired after her dinner. It was only 10 o'clock, but she wanted to go to bed.
I can't believe it, she told her grandfather. I don't go to bed until 11 o'clock when I'm at home.
Don't worry, it's the sea air, Mr. MacDonald said. You'll sleep well tonight. You won't hear the storm.
Jenny read a book for some time, and then, before she got into bed, she watched the waves. They were higher than the rocks. The wind was stronger now, and it blew hard against her window. Storm clouds ran across the sky, and from time to time lightning illuminated Shark Rock and a big ship in the distance.
How am I going to sleep with all this noise? She thought. It's worse than the traffic at home. But I'm glad I'm not on that ship.
At last, Jenny fell asleep. Suddenly, at midnight, a loud noise woke her up. She sat up in bed and listened, trembling. Then she ran over to the window and looked out.
That ship's too close to Shark Rock, she thought. I think it's in danger.